Check. Hey. And check the music. It's working. No, what? I'm gonna change the filter on my music, but anyway. Welcome to Studio Two Rocks. Live. Okay. Yeah, that sounds a bit wider. All right, so what's happening? I don't know. The rumble has started early. I started early today. So yeah, why not? Like, I'm gonna do. Wait. Shake up your audience. Really, do it. People are like, oh yeah, they do it. I know that's funny. Well, last week I was doing something. Friday, I was thinking something. I was doing something. Something about a trade. To say, oh, that's Steve. I said, let's put that on the tray. Nice. It's like, there's a shout out to Steve. 1989. I forgot already. MRE info. So, it's funny. This morning, guess what? There's two videos coming out from him. So it's either I send a signal to universe or send a signal to whoever interest party is, then send a signal, bounce the signal to Steve, and Steve did it. Or B, Steve was going to do it. He sent the signal up to the universe and goes to do Akashic Records, and I grabbed it while doing meditation. See. Yeah, this universe is like intriguing. Unbelievable. What's the weather today? 70 degrees. It's nice and cool today. Nice and cool yesterday. It was like, wow. Sun's out, but there's a lot of wind. The temperature's low. It's like 70-something degrees are perfect. Everybody's out. And the world's crazy. Drivers are out too. I got some, with Costco's. Costco's. Welcome to Costco. Please scan your membership card. So I got these cookies. Rumbar talked about it. I got these cookies from Costco. It's called the Karen's Bakery Danish. This is the link I found. But it's in Costco's. Couldn't find a Costco picture, but it's nice. Bacon Denmark since 1890. Whoa. Wow. That's Karen. Is that Karen? Or is it a caricature? But it's good. Tastes good. It's very sweet. It's good for unsweetened cup of joe. So that's that. I'm eating that now. No, I'm puff pastry. Perfect for May 1st. Because it's not May 4th yet. May 4th. It's coming. That's it. Is Electronic Arts going to come out with something on that day? Well, they came out with a game. It's got mixed reviews on it. So, again, sick. They got to fix a lot of the stuff. They released it without the extras, little things. So you have top of the line computer. You played it, played that game. It could less than 30 frames per second. Like what? People don't want that. It's a game engine issue. It's probably something simple. They just need to click now and then and be like, oh yeah. Oops. Cryptos, I don't know. Cryptos down a little bit. Buy in? I don't know what to say. I don't know what kind of news made that happen. The US House will have crypto bill in 2 months. What's a crypto bill? It's like, wonder if they're gonna do the gold confiscation bill, like crypto confiscation. Gonna wipe you out. Yeah, after yours are digital, but anyone else? What else? What? What else? That? Crazy. Okay, anyway, what else is new? So I took some pictures. If you see the Rumble version, I took some picture of, let's see what Lightroom's doing up. Put it back. I'm not gonna share the photos, but you can see her on the Rumble. I'm taking some picture of a fungi on my, basil leaf growing, because someone had an intriguing point of view of this. I'm still getting better view. Gonna render. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure, but there's some. I don't know. It could just be bacteria and stuff, but. But there's some. I was referencing to even you. Some kind of, I don't know. EMP, I don't know, electromagnetic field groups. Yeah, directed growth, fungi. Yeah, electric field. So Wi-Fi basically. So there's some research on it. Influence of pulse electric field on the growth of surface fungi. So I'm thinking like, I think this is more bacteria, but do they have images of fungi? So they say the EM field is actually creating it. So, you know, because I'm thinking, I'm looking at all this, you know, you see certain things like, could it be this? I mean, I don't have a microscopic scope, I just have a macro. So this is, I don't know, there's some research on it. So, just found it intriguing. That was it. It's like, you know how to get rid of it. Get some pool, if I have pool, swimming pool, get pool water, right? Pool, swimming pool. It's like whatever the beach they use. Supplies. Oh, yeah. Images. Oh, what can? Not stabilizer. Chemicals. Why? Huh? So the tablet, the chlorinating tabs. Why can't I click on this stuff? So that's it. Block. Oh, I hate this. Really do. I hate Google now. More. Do I hate? I don't care. If they want to play, they just. So there's an ultrasonic clarifier. That sort of works, but it's basically the stuff I use. Is like between this and those tablets, between the pool tablets. So it's got a little bit of chlorine. You know, has an it kills the algae. And plus, concentrated. Yeah, it will bleach anything. But when you pull it inside the pool, it dilutes, right? So it's a chlorinating liquid, but it's, 20 to 1 or something. 20%. So if you put 1 cup, pick 20 cup of water and 1 cup of that stuff. So it's not, you can swim in it, right? No problem, no issues. And take that stuff and spray around the floors a little bit. Walls, air duct, actually kills it. It doesn't kill it completely, but it reduces a lot of fungi. And we have a lot of these down here. You can see about the trees. They're just growing. And the Wi-Fi is getting bigger, higher and higher. And if those research are real, and somebody said, more frequency increase, the more the bacteria growth, the fungi growth. Like, oh, now what, right? I don't know. I think we should just go back to wired and just shut everybody's phone off to change it to like the original. Whatever speed is, only for calls and texts, no more web. You want to go to the web, you got to plug it in somewhere. Would that be, I don't know. Everybody be like, oh, I don't have no freedom. And cry. Oh my God. It's all a convenience, I mean, the way we do things. But yeah, I'm looking at the packaging design. The one that has nootropics, and I thought about my nootropic, which is Ormas. I'm gonna put some in my coffee. Coffee. Why is coffee, when somebody say coffee? I heard it before. Way before, you know, who said it. I'm gonna talk about that later. In a bit. Coffee. Why is everybody saying coffee? Oh, Tom. I hate that guy. Then the other said, I love that guy. What's going on? I'm like, almost, I know any dick should be touching somebody's leg on live television, but I'm first time I saw Ivanka, just like, oh my God. It's like, whoa. That's the middle head of me. It's just, hot. With the Austin Powers. First time I saw her, just like, I didn't know she had a boyfriend. But she did. Wow. It's like, God, what a goddess. I think at the time when I saw her, I think she's married me. So, but just walked. I think she walked down one of the, not Trump Tower, but the apartment they have close by, and she just walked out by herself. I just look at her and she gave me a smile. I just melted. I have melt. I'm like, wow, this beautiful lady. It's like, you don't get that anywhere else in the United States. No, actually you do. You go north in Europe. You find a hot tub by the mountains, ski resort, whatever. Get some crystal or something, or beer. They will show up. Can I have it? Yeah, go ahead. No, is that a bad thing? Good thing, bad thing? Well, bad thing if they're too young, right? Good thing if they're just like, you say, okay, maybe. But how do you know? How do we know? Like, how even. I thought about that for a long time. You know, people in the past, there's no sort of like, you didn't hold back as a musician. You hear stories like that. Even way before metal, yeah. Other musicians, jazz musicians, oh, like orchestra type, you know, the quintet, the quartet. With a violin in it. It's like, this happened in the past. But in the past, people got married when they were like 12, 14. And you had to start a family already. So you change over time. And now it's just like, okay. Good thing, I don't know. I think it's a bad thing. Like the thing I just said, to go to, go somewhere and just like, you know, entice people coming in. So, yeah. Hey, I have one of my best friends who passed away did that. And guess what happened? He got a mugshot. I think he showed it to me. Okay. Sean showed it to me. They say it was resolved. So, why? Why did you say, I don't know. He said that he was just testing his GoPro thing. That was it. See if it works on water. happen to be two chicks. Or like, yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. I believe it. It doesn't matter at that point, but reserved? Should you be more reserved? But then if you look at the whole population, it's going to be like this. It's always going to be more one side and more the other side and everything in between. It's always been like this. And, you know, if you understand the universe wants to keep moving, keep doing things, even the worst thing possible you could do. You know, you did it. But then you redeem yourself. Like, the universe wants to know, because you want to know, but know thyself. Are two, one, and only encompass everything. Creator wants to know thyself. How does it know? Interactions between everybody. That's what they want. So you gotta keep moving. Even if you just like sit around nothing or there, then the response is pain or health issues, right? If you become a sedentary, it's a health issue. So it is a you are doing, but you know, do you want to go through that? Or would you rather, like, no, I'm gonna go do something else. I'm gonna go do this, go do that, and still sleep around, do nothing. Right. But then there's a population that does it, so you got the counterpoint. It's always been like a balance. It's like a sine wave. It's always been like that. Good thing, bad thing. I don't know. Well, I have to say, I can't help it. I'm a guy, right? I'm not gonna go do stupid things. Like, that's not a, you know, I guess, what do you call it? Standard? Not standard, but it's just like ethical. I'm not going to do something that's unethical. Now, I might approach it a little bit sometimes, but no, not going forward. So, somebody like Ivanka was married. I think she had kids back already. To see someone that looks like her. It's the same thing with a few other models I've ever met. When they walk in, just like wind. We're like, what? Oh, hi. I forgot my name. What's your name? This happened. Gonna have a romantic moment for a little bit, then just like, oh, okay, well, I guess it's over. Only can wish. Have some hot blondie as a wife. But no. Everybody, whatever your path and choose, you. I don't know what it is. Some of us won't have anybody. I think we're just here to observe. Yeah, man, I'm looking at the Maserati showcase, first electric car I've been launching. It's all chrome. I'm like, whoa. Wow. Looks really pretty. Yeah. Music this music fits perfectly. It's like, wow, this is a nice car. Sure, it's expensive. Half a million, quarter of a million, 1 million, who knows? But it's a beautiful car. Now you go to bypass. Yeah, so it's weird. This whole universe is weird. It's just, it's not weird. It's once you understand what it is, it's like, oh, okay. Oh. Uh-huh. Like I said earlier with my shout out to Steve, 1989, MRE Info. Yeah, so it's like, I thought about it. Is it me? I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. No, I probably won't figure it out. But it's not going to stop me. I'm just going to pass on. I am right now. Pass on. To see what's on the free press. It's AI in the world. Dawn of a new one. Maybe. And Tesla bots. Tucker colors. What the Tuck? I don't know. The food is getting expensive, not to say. Well, it's coming. I was listening to two lads on the Rumble after FIFA. They were talking about that. It feels like, it's like the end time thing from the Bibles. It was sort of like that. Where are they change? We're exchanging for the next age. Lots of things can happen. I'm hoping for the best that we transfer smoothly, then slowly transition the current human with the current DNA. Transitioning to the next one. Smoothly doesn't mean that it's super smooth. No, it means a little better than what I'm thinking the other one is. Which is catastrophic event. And we go back to the Stone Age. Like how they did it. How they did in the past. I'm sure the tech, they're digging. There's, cavemen came on like 5,000 years, something like that. Cavemen been around 5,000 years. We came from them. It's like, well, what about these artifacts that's like several million years ago? Who are here? Yeah, the high tech technology stuff too. So that means they went super high tech, like where we are. Then changing of the age, something happened. Not just the big flood, even before that, there's something else catastrophic happened, and they had to. So the last one we're at was the big flood, and the catastrophic thing happened, and we had to go back to the basics. The basic means you have no tech, no nothing. You just, that's what caveman is. We go back. Then we come back. Then we do it again. And again, and again. It's a psychotic. Just keeps going. But isn't that psychotic? Learning experience. Learning, you learn something. Isn't it part of it? Intel now has the cheapest 16 gigabyte GPU price at 339. Well, I'm thinking about it. But then I'm thinking about the Intel Arc any good. Sorry, really, changing subject. But anyway, it's gonna happen. Well, with all this, like, all these high tech will eventually come, or be we had a somewhat smooth transition, and these high tech will get revamped to the next stage. I forgot. I gotta do this. Oops. Okay. So I can see my hand. Yeah, so whatever happens, happens with this, that, whatever. I don't know what I'm talking about. Do I know what I'm talking about? I don't know. I'm just learning. The stuff I know, then I try to share it. There's a whole bunch of people you can get it from. And I did. Hope. Try to find something I want to know. I went. And I found out more about it. The UFO thing. The whole thing. So yeah, the ancient alien thing too. Because that became part of it. I went in and I found out. Then I was like, okay. Now I'm just like, they're still trying. They're trying to say, but you gotta listen to me. So yeah, I know. I don't need to. Because I understand it now. And for me to listen to somebody and follow their path, I'm not following my path, so I have to be back off from it. I have to keep moving. That's all I know. I knew that. I had to keep moving. Otherwise, I'll be stuck in there. And I've met people who got stuck in that thing. Is it a cult? Maybe? I don't know. And it just, it's like, okay, here's the info. This is my conclusion was that we have to live on, keep going, knowing that there are things out there, way out there, right? They're not gonna come and help you. No, we gotta live that. But this is our lesson. This is our school lesson. We gotta listen. We gotta do things. And then we gotta figure it out. We gotta listen to ourselves. Our inner thoughts and stuff. And I guess, you know, you wanna keep a guard of it, you don't. Your choice, you know, cause and effect. So what are you gonna do? But then, if you just sit there, do nothing. Like, they're gonna come and save me. Guess what? Your health? It's gonna be health issues because you're just gonna sit there all day looking up. Well, there's mental health issues. So the whole thing with the UFO stuff, it's not worth it. Is it worth it? Is it not worth it? I think the information is worth it. And I take that. Take the information, keep it in mind, but also understand it's malleable information. It could change and has different interested party pulling it all together. Like, they will put their bits together. So I just take a whole thing. It's like, it's this. Okay. I need to move on. That was it. So I don't know. Sometimes I go back. People say, you're like a ghost. Yes, I know. But I'm not trying to ghost anybody. Just let me go back and find out what's going on. And I was like, oh, okay, this, that. Okay, nothing's changed. Still the same info, but it's just like a tiny bit little more info. It's like, ooh. and they make it big. Yeah. It's like, God, I don't need to know. And my final thing with that is, if you ever seen it and you have a witness, that's my confirmation right there. You know, I don't need to go even deeper. If they decide to visit, let them visit. Then you sorry, I'm on your post. I saw a picture of Jesse Jane Decker. I'm like, whoa, blonde. Sorry, distracted. Just with all of this stuff, even the it's not conspiracy theory. It's a hypothesis. All these people saying, oh, the government, and it's all info. It's true, it's true, it's not. It's not. It's good to know. Good to keep it back in your head, subconscious. So when it does happen, they're like, oh, it's that. Yeah. Yeah, if things are going to happen, they have it. Can you stop it? No. Do you want to stop it? Or are you going to freak out and hide? You know, in your bedroom, like, oh my God, they're here. Right? And then it's just different response for it. And guess what? The universe wants that response because it wants to know what happened. So I'm sure this is how it happened in the past. In between ages, you know. Say, hey, they came. Yes, we got some of the weird, strangest statues and artifact. It's like, that's not human. It's weird, man. What is that? Right? How do we get from give a horse carriage to where we are today with like EVs, such a short time, right? What happened? Okay, I'm on the post, I'm just looking at pictures. Yeah, I saw the stumped, she stumped me with a bikini. Cover up. Jesse James Decker laugh off. Mom is shaming that she posts with the kid. She is a mom? Oh yeah, she is. That's pretty. Then there's AOC in the bottom. Oh no. We'll legislate for food. You pay the bill. Congress constantly pays. Scam gets member. 34K raises. Oh. Constitutional. What, they just print money? Guess who's gonna pay for it? Your kids, your grandkids, our grandkids, and whatever after that. Whoa. Padma Lakshmi, class back controls. I have boobs. What do people need to show off their boobs? Narcissist? No. I need news. I need to be on news. Maybe the publicist, whoever they hire, say, yeah, we got to do it. Or maybe they just do it themselves. But Pema's beautiful, man. She's a pretty lady. It's like a boobs. There's a daughter. Daughter's like, oh my God, mom, don't do that. Well, mom, you look beautiful. Those are reactions. And the universe wants to know. The universe is like inquired mind. They want to know. Whatever. It's everything. It's like you, me, computers, mouse, this mic, my coffee, pastry, everything. It's all part of it. And the whole thing wants to know. So I say, whatever got you to where you are, whether you're going woke thing, or you go, it's like, I found out about this thing, now I know more about conspiracy, whatever, or hypothesis, or whatever thing. Before that, before you knew all this, what did you want to do? What was your thing? Not like, oh, I went to work with this company. No, but before you went to work with companies, what's the first thing you want to do with your life? When you think about that, then you can be like, no, I'm going to go for it. Now's your chance. I did that. I went to college, you know. Of course, went to the college. But I went to the state college. I didn't go to the universities. Well, I went to a technical school and got an associate degree. Then I went to regular college, just like a state college thing. Then studying engineering, I was trying to get into a tech school, tech university. So I had to make up some classes, so I did it. Then I got into the drafting because I love drawing. Then I realized what was happening. I had an epiphany. It's like, no, what was that first thing I really, really wanted to do? Like, what? The last year of high school before I graduated. I was like, no, I wanted to do computer arts. No, that's the, what's that, guidance counselors. Oh, there's no class for that. Like, it's not possible. I think it's coming. I just had a vision. Like, if we can program it pixel by pixel, and now I have a mouse, why can't you put the pixel with the mouse and just click and it's on, click is off, and then you just draw it. Then you can create advertising and all that stuff. And there were people doing that already at the time. No, Apple was doing it. So, halfway through the college, or the college course, engineering, drafting, whatever, I realized, first thing I want to do is the commercial art stuff. Like, I'm going to go back. Because that's where I enjoy it. Doing things. And I think I can make good money out of that. So I went back. So sort of have to do that now. You don't have to, but if you want to change anything, say, just think about what do you want to do before you graduate out of high school when you're a kid. Like, what's the thing, first thing? In your mind, it's like, really, really want to do this. And then go for it. Hopefully it's not something bad. Like, unethical. I want to be a mob boss. Yeah. Yeah, forget about it. Like, no. If stabbed, I'm like, oh, well, I mean, you can try it, yes. I don't know. Genocides, boobs. Oh, still on post. Okay, I'm boobs. And Barry Manilow. Barry? Barry's still alive. Wow. Still looks the same. Nothing's changed. What? Then that's it. I just want to scroll. that's it. Today. Today seems like a good thing. I don't know what the JP Morgan thing. I know they bought out the First Republic or something. Cuentas, JP Morgan Chase. It's like, what happened? It's like the news just disappeared. JP CEO said, well, you know, Jamie Dimon says it's very, very sound. Second largest US bank failure in history. How's that sound? Well, we're gonna get rid of the US dollar. It's gonna be a new one, or B. It's gonna be some craziness that we get the. Not the federal dollars, not the fiat, we get the something. I forgot the name. It will be gold-backed or silver-backed or something backed. Future flat on First Republic failure day. Oh, should put it in Domino's custom begin. Cutting back on delivery orders. Yeah, it was expensive. Talk about Chipotle's. I love that. I love this. I don't know if they do it for everyone though. But I like this one. I don't see Chipotle in nothing. On there. Except ChipotleFeedback.com. That's it. There you see back up. Received. Like guys, it's deliciousness received. That's marketing. That's like, well, it's not for you by your company. It's like, you got what you wanted, and we provide with two words. That's like the one, the best marketing thing you can do on the ticket. A lot of people don't look at it, but I did. Just like, wow. That could be they could pull a big banner in front of their logo, on bottom of their logo. So Chipotle is like deliciousness. Either received or deliciousness provided. Or deliciousness invited with deliciousness something, right? They'd be like, oh yeah, mesmerizing. We have to get more Chipotle. We brainwash marketing. It is brainwash. I still remember when we did the sales signs before they were tiny. They were maybe, if you do a whole window size, which is something like 8 feet, also like 6 feet, maybe seven feet by seven, I don't know, 4 feet by 6 feet, big poster. And you would design stuff, right? The images and stuff, and you put a little percentage thing on the way you tell the story. So we could put a little sign over there that says something nice. Say, buy one, get one free, or sale, or something. Put a tiny bit like this. And I remember the whole industry changed. It's like, no, we want the audience to know we are. Everybody to know we have a huge sale. We want you to design a sale. Big letters. It says sale. We want them in. And we can offer them buy one, get one, 50% off. Whether it's true, whatever the price, they adjust the price. Believe it or not, I've been to those meetings. We're going to give 50% off. Eventually, right? Okay. Buy one, get one. Okay. Let's figure it out. Let's check out the cost when they first introduce. Then we get the actual cost when we get the percentage. That's how they did. That's how they make the money. You think a Levi's jeans is going to cost you $100? Right now, it's like 70 bucks. If you just buy one. Or you say, oh, you can buy two to get one free. No, so you can buy three to get one free. So I have to spend $300 to get $100 jeans. What's going on? Before one, like years ago, well, buy one, get one. And at that time, Levi's was like $30, $40 tops. Then get one free. They say, yeah, it's not bad. $20 for it. Jeez. Now it's just, oh, no. Too expensive. It's like, holy cow, right? But they figured it out. And they put the big signs on. It's like, sale. They put more to put, BOGO. Remember that time, that whole industry changed. Forget about images. Forget about, I mean, yeah. We have some pictures up a little bit, then put the big sales on. So put a little picture of models on the side. Or we'll just put model in front, big sales on, or something. Just to get them in the door. Something to entice them. Oh, free stuff. If you buy this, you get a free little bag or something. Oh boy. It was nutty. It's like, man, that's not the commercial thing I want to do. But did it for a while, then I went away. It's like, no, I need to go do somebody else's work. Then the other stuff came in, you know, the family things happened. Then I just, now I'm trying to go back, but I'm doing something else I want to do. I thought about it for a long time. I want to do it. I have the skills. I learned all the skills on the camera, on the audio gear. Now what I want to do, I can do a podcast. Or I can do, I don't know, maybe do videos, maybe do photos. And then what's the other interest that I have over the time? I love cars. So why don't I just shoot picture of cars, pieces, parts, certain things, like little things. Everybody can take a picture of cars. What about the little things that you let the audience guess what it is? So I like to do that. The abstract of abstract photography of cars. So, and coffee. So I've been going to cars and coffee with a camera and stuff. You know, hey, maybe this is career. Maybe it's not. I don't care. It's like, okay, you know what? I just want to keep doing it. Because I love both. And I have a passion for both. I really didn't have any passion with podcasting, but I did it anyway. And, you know, as I said before, from previous podcast, I said, this is more selfish to me. It's not really for you, the audience. I hope you enjoy it when you listen. I'd be like, thank you. You know, I don't want, you want money, say, no, I don't care. You want donate. You don't want, I really don't care. It's not about that. It's about my constitution. When I awake in the morning, what am I thinking? Like in the past, I did meditation and went through all this. Like your inner voice. And think about stuff like, this is how I feel. Then I get on the news and look at stuff, then sit back a little bit, I think about it again. How do I feel about that? So, and that's it. That's why I want to do. Or at the end, find a nice beach area, open a little cafe, build a little house, be a beach bum and serve coffee. No, maybe have a big parking lot. People want to drive. It's like, hey, have cars and coffee right here. At my location, at my house and business place. And can all hang out. We'll go surf, got extra surfboards. That's what I want to do, if I can. But if I get there, be great. If I don't, so what? But I'm going to keep taking pictures. I'm going to keep following car stuff. The news, yeah, in between, whatever. This is just titles, and you can see what's happening around the world, so I get the idea. So when people say, "Did you know?" we're like, have these conversations. World sucks. Yeah, I know. Make it better for yourself. That's it. So what do you mean? People get that. It's like, what do you mean? Think outside the box. Can you? Can you not? We don't know. Anyway. Welcome to May the 1st. May the 1st be with you. Yeah, May the 1st. It's the 4th, you stupid. I don't care. This is my podcast. I can do whatever I want. Right? Okay, so this is it. I'm done. I can take this out. I got song kind. Song. Songs. What does a tribute to is Safari 280Z. This is on my desktop right now. It's on my website also. But if I can find it, hold on a second. Before I go, let me find it. Studio 2.rocks. There is this thing called Wider Wall. I don't know if I can share this or not. Maybe I can share it. Can I share this? Yes. Yes, I can share it. You can download it. So this 260 is 260Z, but his is a different wheel on it. But this is a tribute to his. I like the color. I like the black and red color scheme. Yeah, so have a link to all the images. There's two versions of Wider Wall, and it's called Smoke and Flares. There's three of them for fun. So for fun. Unless somebody wants to say, "I want this in print, can you do it?" But like, oh yeah. Let me call up my printer from Jersey. It's gonna cost you a lot for the print, but you like it. I know my old printer. they can print billboard size. They can print them. They can print these materials and can put it aside of the wall on a building. That's how big they go. Huge. I went to the warehouse. Like, what is that? Is that a boat? What is that? Aircraft carrier? What is that? He's like, oh, it's our printer. I'm like, what? That's the last time I saw it. It was a huge. Anyway, I'm gonna go. Yeah, have a wonderful May 1st. Have a good day. Have a good Monday. Remember, whatever you want to do with your life, you have forgotten about it. Like, what was the first thing you want to do? You're gonna say, oh, I'm finally free. I can be a productive citizen or non-citizen of this world. What's the first thing? Just like May 1st, what's the first thing you want to do? Now, find a way to follow that dream. Just hopefully it's not bad. Like I said, you want to be a mob boss. Well, you know, there's consequences. Being a mob boss. Won't be a paparazzi. There's some consequences with paparazzi. Like even with my coffee and car thing, you know, I have to prove myself in there with them. So there's consequences. Well, there's a cause and effect and consequence, whatever. And just not even consequence, just cause and effect. You understand it. I say, okay, what do you need to do? But just follow your dream. That's the only advice I have for today. That went over time. So have a nice day, and I'll be back on Wednesday. See ya.